Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you today. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue to share with you on the subject of covenants. As we've been talking about the Word of God, and we see the fact that when we come into relationship with God through receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we come into a covenant relationship. Well, we've been talking about what a covenant is. It's a binding agreement between two parties that cannot be broken. The penalty of it is death. It's a permanent agreement. It is unbreakable, perpetual, and is the strongest agreement known. And this particular word, covenant, implying an incision where blood flows. It is a binding agreement. A covenant means everything I have is yours, everything you have is mine. God deals with man through covenants, and it's the revelation of God's purposes, what he will do for those who are in covenant relationship and walking in covenant fellowship with him. Now, a covenant is a legal guarantee that what God has promised will come to pass, and it's the will of the two parties. Now, the word of the covenant is the revelation of the will of the two parties and the conditions which must be met by each party in order to see the performance of it. Now, what a covenant means to God is it's unconditional in relation to man, that he'll perform it absolutely. He said that he'll never break his covenant. We saw that in Judges 2:1 and Psalms 89:34. He remembers his covenant and he's ever mindful of it, as we saw in Deuteronomy 4:31 and Psalms 111 verse 5. He's a covenant-keeping God. We saw that in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 and 2 Chronicles 6:14. It's an everlasting covenant, Genesis 17:7 and Psalms 105 verse 8 to 10. We talked about the fact that he's not a man that he should lie. He will perform his word. He will make it good, and he will do it. And he changes not. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he swore by himself because he could swear by none greater. We also saw that God's word is that which he has set, that is what each party is to perform. And the word is the word of his covenant. Psalms 105 verse 8, the word he commanded to 1,000 generations. And we saw it's the word of our God that stands forever, Isaiah 40 verse 8. It doesn't return void. It accomplishes what he pleases and prospers whereto it sends, Isaiah 55. We saw that the word is pure. It is truth. It is reality. It is right. It is what is settled in heaven. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We saw in Psalms 138 too that he's magnified his word above his name, and that he hastens or watches over and runs after it to perform it in Jeremiah 1:12, Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. God's covenant with us is his word. And because God's covenant with us is his word, we know that God will do in every situation exactly what he says if we will meet the conditions and do his word. This is how you can have confidence and an expectancy, which is what hope is, and faith in God concerning his word. Now, faith is to receive from God. It comes from understanding and knowing that you have a covenant with God and he will perform it. Now, we need to know our covenant. We need to know the word of the covenant, our covenant responsibilities, our rights, and what we need to do to receive our inherited promises from him. We saw in James 4:8 that we draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to us. We saw in Psalms 84:11 that he holds back no good thing from those that walk uprightly. We just have to walk in line with his word. Now, one thing we want to point out, there have been many people that have taught some error on the sovereignty of God. God is a sovereign God in the fact that he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Lord of all, of course. But people have taught that because he is God and he is the Lord of all, that he can do anything he wants anytime, regardless of the circumstances or regardless of what a person does. Well, that's not true. God does not do anything that he wants. Why? Because he has bound himself with an oath, which is that he will perform the word of the covenant. He's no respecter of persons. He will perform his word without exception. Therefore, God just doesn't go and can't just do anything he wants. If I meet the conditions for the word, he's going to perform it because he has set that. The word of God is spiritual law. It is authority. And that's why you and I need to make God's word final authority in our life. He's sovereign. Don't think that he's just going to decide and do something, you know, arbitrarily just because he wants to. No, he always performs his word. Praise God. Now, how do we come into a covenant with God? We came in through being born again. The old covenant was entered by circumcision of the flesh. The new covenant is entered by circumcision of the heart through the new birth, as we saw in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. Now, we also talked about, of course, God dealing with man through covenants. We talked about Noah. God made a covenant with him that he would not destroy the earth again by the water, by any kind of a flood, and put the rainbow in the cloud, which we see to this day. He made a covenant with Abram when he called him out of the Ur of the Chaldees. And he made a covenant with him in Genesis chapter 15 when he said, "How do I know that all inherited?" God made a covenant with him. And he set the articles of the covenant to walk before him and be perfect. And he declared, "As for me," that he was going to bring forth his blessings and he would perform them. And it was not only for Abraham, but also for the seed, that he would multiply them as the sand of the seashore. And entrance, of course, into this was set as circumcision of the flesh. Now, in the new covenant, it's circumcision of the heart, where we get a brand new spirit. Now, the covenant with Moses was a covenant of miracles and signs and wonders, and he revealed himself by the covenant-keeping name of Jehovah at that time. And then he made a covenant with David, and that was a covenant of the kingdom of God, that there would be one, the seed, who would be enthroned as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, which Jesus, of course, was the fulfillment of all of these when he brought forth the new covenant. Now, today we're going to proceed on and talk about conditions for the covenant blessings to come to pass in our life. In Psalms 105 and verse 8, it says this, "He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations." He remembers the word of the covenant, so what's the condition for a blessing? You've got to do the word of the covenant. You and I must carry out our responsibilities and do what he says. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, here it says that he keeps covenant mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. That shows you that the conditions for his covenant mercy being kept is that those that love him. And who are the ones that love him? Those that keep his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments, as he confirmed over in John 14 verse 15 in the New Testament as well. In Deuteronomy 7:12, here he says that if we hearken to his judgments, keep and do them, that the Lord will keep the covenant and mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. So another condition is we've got to hearken unto him, keep and do his word. Now in Exodus chapter 19 in verse 5 and 6, he says this, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." So what was the condition? The condition was obeying the voice of the Lord and keeping his covenant. And then he gives the promises that they all would become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Of course, that was fulfilled in the New Testament through Jesus Christ. We all are a kingdom of priests, kings and priests unto God, a holy priesthood and a royal or kingly priesthood, as we see in 1 Peter 2:5 and 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Now, another of the conditions in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20 and following, he says, "I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place that I prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he'll not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him." And he said, "If thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries." And he said, "My angel go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I'll cut them off." Otherwise, God wants you to obey, and he's going to bring you in unto the ites, which are the evil spirits that you're going to confront in your life, and you are going to see them be driven out as you cast them out of every area of your life. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 30, he goes on and says, "By little and little I will drive them out from before thee." That's the physical enemies in the physical land. And remember that the Old Testament is important for us when we realize it is physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. The fact is that these enemies, the physical enemies, are a type of spiritual enemies that you and I have to deal with, which are the evil spirits. And the physical land's a type of the spiritual land, which are the promises of God. So in order to possess the physical land, they had to drive out the physical inhabitants. In like manner, in order for you to possess the spiritual land, the promises of God, you're going to have to drive out or cast out the evil spirits and drive them out from before you. As you cast them out, then it says they would be increased, which means to be fruitful and inherit the land. Otherwise, in the measure that you've cast out the spirits out of your life and walked in obedience to the word of God, you'll be fruitful and you will possess your inheritance, which is the promises of the covenant. That's why we've got to do what he says. He goes on and says, I'll deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand. In verse 31, you'll drive them out before you. You can't make any covenant with them nor with their gods. Otherwise, they'll not dwell. You can't let them dwell on your land lest they make you sin against me. Hey, if you don't drive these enemies out, if you don't cast all these spirits out, they'll work to cause you to sin against the Lord. So here's another principle. You can't make any covenant with the ites. You've got to drive them all out, and you've got to be obedient to God's voice, and you cannot let them stay in you, or they'll cause you to sin against the Lord. Another principle that we see, a condition for blessings, Exodus chapter 34, verse 12, he says, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. And you will if you obey them, because the way that you fulfill a covenant is through obedience of carrying out the word. Well, if you obey what they're telling you to do, and you allow them to stay in you, then you're going to be snared. Now, in Leviticus chapter 26, we see something else in verse 3 and following. He says, if you walk in my statutes, and you keep my commandments, and do them. So your walk is important. What you're keeping, you keep the commandments of God as you keep them in your heart, keep doing them, do them consistently. Then all God's blessings will start coming upon you. He gives rain in the due season. The land yields her increase. The trees of the field, which are us, the trees of righteousness, will yield their fruit. And then he talks about how you'll dwell in your land safely, and I'll give peace in the land. And he says, oh, you'll lie down and nothing will make you afraid. I'm going to rid the evil beasts out of the land. And he told them in verse 7 of Leviticus 26, you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. 5 of you will chase 100. 100 of you will put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I'll respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Notice what he says here. He says you're going to walk in his statutes, you're going to keep his commandments, you're going to do them. Then these blessings come in upon you, but you also must chase your enemies, which are in the New Testament, is we're going to drive out all the evil spirits. They're going to fall before us by the sword because we war with our mouth as we speak forth in line with his word. And he said that then when you drive your enemies out, then I'll have respect unto you, make you fruitful, which we already saw. That's the result of you driving the enemies out and doing the word. He'll multiply you and establish his covenant with you. Well, praise God, we're just about out of time for today. We're going to continue on this subject in the next broadcast. God bless you. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.